WTAW News Time is 8:06. It's 68 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Merry Maids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merry Maids, relax. It's done. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. The Texas Commission on Environmental Quality will be investigating the spill of 200 gallons of hydrochloric acid on Friday at a Bryan Oilfield Services business. William Bouse, the Bryan Fire Department, says the acid was contained and loaded into a vacuum truck by a private firm.
There's no injuries whatsoever. Another wonderful thing to hear is that nobody was harmed. The wind carried the vapors well, and those in the exact vicinity downwind, all they had to do was shelter in place. We did not have to do a forced evacuation.
Bell says a reverse 911 call was made within a half-mile radius of the spill to notify residents and businesses north of Coulter Airfield. Earth-moving equipment has been in action on the land where the former Plaza Hotel once stood. College Station Planning and Development Director Bob Cowell says that follows inactivity on the site of new student housing and retail after the hotel was imploded last May.
There were plans immediately submitted after that, everything moving forward. I think the owner of the property had to work through some financing issues. All of those have actually been resolved in the last 2 weeks. So over spring break, there's some utility work going on, some of which the city is doing, some of which private contractors are doing.
Cowell says developers are on track for an initial opening next year, followed by a second phase in 2015. As the College Station City Council considers a contract to study the condition of local streets, the discussion expanded into sidewalks. James Benham, who requested the company hired to look at both at the same time, also wondered why one city department oversees streets and another sidewalks.
It just seems a little bit inefficient to me to have them separated into two different departments of the city and to have a contract evaluating roads but not have the same engineering crew when they're already there on the road, not evaluating the sidewalk that's just right by it.
The council majority agreed with interim city manager Frank Simpson's request to return with future proposals to study sidewalks.
It took 6 months to get to the process and the criteria that made sense, plus the initial evaluation. So we're kind of starting from scratch on sidewalks.
The council will also give future consideration to making a priority list of repairing existing sidewalks. The A&M System Board of Regents is poised to receive two new members. Current Chairman Richard Box of Austin and Jim Wilson of Houston will be leaving. Governor Perry has reappointed Morris Foster of Austin and has named Tony Busby of Friendswood and Charles Schwartz of Houston. Foster and Busby are A&M graduates, while Schwartz earned degrees from UT and Harvard. The appointments, subject to Senate confirmation, are for terms going through 2019. And a North Zulch man is accused of taking nearly $1,000 of items from the Bryan Walmart. Bryan police say 49-year-old Charles Larry Johnson, at the time of his arrest, had $565 in a front pants pocket. A Walmart employee told police she followed Johnson around the store as he selected items from various departments. After shopping, Johnson walked to the front of the store, stopped at McDonald's to purchase a drink, then exited without paying for anything in the shopping cart. Johnson denied stealing anything and refused to answer any questions about the theft. On our website at WTAW.com, you can find the two-page list of items Johnson is accused of taking. And aerial drones are so new that the FAA is not quite sure how to handle them. So before they get so cheap that everyone gets one, they're teaming up with Texas A&M Corpus Christi, which has been putting the unmanned aerial vehicles through their paces. The school's Gloria Gallardo says when the first airplanes took off, there was concern about what they could do. Same thing with drones, and that's why this research is being done.
This is what a lot of people call the Kitty Hawk moment of UAV technology.
She says they are tracking wildlife to see how the drones handle a moving target and also flying a plane next to drones to make sure they don't get in the way. WTAW News Time is 8:10. It's 58 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by Merry Maids. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you work long, hard hours and it's difficult to find the time to clean up around the house, relax, because with Merry Maids, it's done. There's nothing like opening your door after a long day at work to see a clean Merry Maids home. Your entire house is spotless and you didn't even lift a finger. Merry Maids sends professionally trained, screened, and bonded professionals to your home so you can trust everything is safe and secure. Voted best of the Brazos Valley for the last 5 years. Call Merry Maids at 979-595-1111. That's 979-595-1111. Merry Maids, relax. It's done.
Hey folks, how's your yard looking? Could it use a one-time cleanup? This is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. At ABC, we offer a special one-time cleanup to get your Brazos Valley yard shaped up. Our crews will mow, edge, blow the clippings, trim the shrubs, remove leaves, and clean out flower beds. And because our skilled crews work all over the area, odds are we're already pretty close. So call today, ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
It's 8:12. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2WAY.
Warm weather certainly working its way across the region today. We'll see abundant sunshine and highs will be anywhere from 80 to 85 this afternoon. It'll be clear overnight, 50 to 55. Mostly sunny, a little cooler for tomorrow with highs of 75 to 80. Tomorrow night, clouds and a few widely scattered showers. Lows will be 55 to 60. Clouds and maybe a shower or two during the day Wednesday. Highs will be up around 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's 8:12, and we got a call in answer to what you had said, Kevin, about the national basketball championship team getting the court.
Yeah, okay. What's the answer?
And she said that she had remembered that that was an option, and if there's anybody outside the program who would know, he's in the studio now, that's Bill McGuire. Did they get the court that they won the national championship on when the women won?
The court?
Yeah. He's looking at me like I'm from another planet, so he doesn't know.
Well,
about
are you?
Did you ever hear of an option to be able to buy a piece of the court?
No.
Okay. All right.
No, I never heard that.
Okay. Well, a lady called, and the whole genesis of this is that Kevin had reported earlier this morning that since what year?
86.
Yeah, since 1986, the team that won the national championship gets the basketball court.
Huh.
And they can either move it to their campus to use for something, or they could cut it up and sell it, you know. So.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
Okay. Well, I thought you'd know.
I've got a couple of the chairs that our ladies sat on.
Hello?
There are, in fact, people in town who have pieces of that court.
Are they?
Yes.
Are you one of those people?
No, heck no. Why would I?
Well, you talk to Gary from time to time.
I'm sorry?
I said you talk to Gary from time to time.
He didn't offer me that.
I understand. But there are people. How big is it like a
plank?
You know, sections. Like, you know, they come in, I don't know, 2x2 sections or something like that.
It's not like a 4x8 foot piece that you're sticking in your
garage. Well, yeah, some of it will. Yeah, I guess it depends on how much you want to buy.
You know, you could make a long one. You could do a shuffleboard court out of it.
Well, you could, just put your own basketball court in your basement.
Basement? You know somebody with a basement here, do you?
No, I don't know anybody.
I know a guy who used to have a handball court at his house. He doesn't live at that house anymore.
But yeah, okay. I knew a guy who had a grass tennis court in his backyard.
Okay,
so.
Well, all right. Enough
there
of
you
that.
Go.
Thank you. Appreciate that. That's Cliff Howard from another radio station.
Chip Howard for knower and purveyor of all things sports.
Well, I don't know about that. But
I was trying to be nice. Oh, pretty early.
Yeah. Sports Radio 11 Snifty.
Yeah, that'd be close enough. So, so it's time for Jethro Trivia. It's our oddly informative daily news quiz. Well, it's not daily. It's when we decide to do it, actually. but anyhow, so here we go. Today's topic is what's that smell? What's that smell? And today, Kat, you'll get to answer first, then Kevin, and then Bill. Two students have made an air freshener combining coconut water and what? Is it A, oregano, B, old sneakers, C, ammonium sulfide, or D, cow manure? Two students had made an air freshener combining coconut water with what ingredients? Is it A, oregano, B, old sneakers, C, ammonium sulfide, or D, cow manure? Kat?
D, cow manure.
Okay. It's Kevin?
I'm going to go with that one, too.
Yeah, okay. And Bill?
Old sneakers.
Okay, well, the answer is actually cow manure. It's two Indonesian high school students. Aren't you glad we don't have to pay anything to the people who won? High school students entered the Indonesian Science Project to create an air freshener. You know, my only thought is that if cow manure smells better than what you're smelling, why would you want to be in Indonesia?
Well, Indonesia gave it away.
Yeah, that's true.
You didn't give us that.
Yeah, well, any of it. So there you go. All right, so let's talk about things that are going on in the Better Business Bureau's world.
Well, Scott, there have been a few things going on around here. As soon as I got back from my travels, we were getting hit up every few days with not the latest scam, but just the ongoing scams that people are getting themselves caught up in. One of the things I wanted to talk about was the BBB phishing emails that people still end up getting, mostly businesses. And one of the things I learned when I was out at a meeting in Phoenix recently was that our IT guys in Arlington, Virginia, have really been on top of this of late. Used to be when this first happened, well over a year ago, it took them about a month to stop these servers, shut down these servers that were issuing this stuff from over the pond, as it were. Now we get a notice that there's a new phishing email deal going on, and all of a sudden, within hours, they've got it shut down.
Oh.
And what the head IT guy was able to explain to us CEOs was that they're not picking on the BBB. They're using the BBB and other well-known businesses out there that are known to our communities across the nation, because they are conduits to many, many, many consumers and or businesses. And so what they're doing is they're trying to act like they're us when they send that email out, and they want you to have a comfort level when you get it and then click on a link. And, of course, that's the bad thing to do, because that could initiate some malware down into your computer system that's looking for your financial information. So we don't want that to happen. So we want your listeners to be aware that if you get an email from the BBB, don't stop thinking. Look and see if the address that email is coming from is anywhere but here in College Station. If you're going to get an email from the BBB, it's going to be from us here in College Station at our address, 418 Tarot Street. And that's the easiest way to spot it. If you have questions, before you click on anything, just give us a call. We'll be glad to clear it up for you. But that's the main indicator. Another thing that he said was, this is really big business, especially to the former Soviet Union. They are sinking millions of dollars into the technology that allows them to do this. It's a big business to them. And so they're looking for that return. So, yes, they want to send out a professional-looking email. They want businesses to think that it is from the BBB. They want you to click on that link. And then they want to grab every dollar you've got if they can. So remember, don't click on those links. Give us a call first. Another thing that's been going on recently, grandparent scam. A really, really despicable grandparent scam happened while I was up in Arkansas, and it's got a little twist to it.
Is this the one where my son's in Mexico in the jail?
It's very similar to that, okay. Very similar to those. This one, actually, this person called a lady up in our area and said that they had a pistol pointed to their relative's head.
Wow.
And said, basically, stay on the cell phone. We want to know that you're on the cell phone at all times, and go to, wherever. I don't know where she ended up wiring this $800, but they wanted $800 to release this person. And, my question is, why didn't the person who was the clerk at the, wiring place smell a rat? Maybe contact somebody. But, she wired the $800 away, and, of course, no relative was at gunpoint. But this is just how low they've really gotten to go on this, and it's terrible. But, these things are ongoing. They don't change very much, but they are very much ongoing in our community. So we want people to understand probably the first thing you should do in a situation like that is hang up. And see if you can get a hold of your relative yourself to verify their whereabouts, and that will usually do it.
Well, that's a considerable step up from, hey, Grandma, I'm in jail.
Yes.
I have the,
yeah, I just went to spring break. I was in Cabo getting a new tattoo that says Gary Blair's basketball team is great. you know, there's some other things going on, but basically we just want our listeners to be careful. Don't stop thinking. I had a lady that dropped by a phony check this last week. She had been looking online for apparently some part-time employment opportunities from where she was working.
Okay.
And, you know, clicked on a deal and told these people she was interested in a work-from-home situation. They asked her to be a mystery shopper. And that was intriguing to her since she worked inside of a store somewhere, so she wanted to be a mystery shopper. And they offered $300 per visit to a store. Mm. And so she signed up for it. Long and short of it, she got a check for $2,950 before she made her first appearance at a store.
Amazing.
Now, I would have seen a red flag
there. I think so, yeah.
But they gave her instructions to take that to her bank and deposit it and then send them X amount of dollars back, you know, by wire transfer.
Of course,
that's a huge red flag.
Sure.
You know, she smartened up. She didn't go through with the whole thing, but she did go to her bank and make sure that check was not real before she decided she ought to step away from that. I do have some information on, you know, we get calls from time to time from people who are shut-ins who really would like to have a work-from-home opportunity. And unfortunately, almost every time that they call us, they have found one that is not real. It's not sincere. I ran across something in our local newspaper, one of the little inserts the other day, and I saw that the BBB logo was attached to it, said they had an A-plus rating. And this was a national ad for the Career Institute of the U.S. And so, you know, I took it to work the next day and decided I want to check it out and see if they were for real. And I was happy to find that they were for real. They're located in Fort Collins, Colorado, and they really did have an A-plus rating. So I've kept that, and so any of you listeners who are interested in work-from-home situations, this is a training facility for that, but maybe you could find some good information out that might lead to something. They actually get people ready for things like medical transcribing at home. So I just want to report that.
Sure. Okay, so what's the contact info with the BBB?
You can call us at 979-260-2222. Look us up on the web, www.bbb.org.
All right, there you go. It's Bill McGuire here from the Better Business Bureau. It's brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company, serving all your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VanDykeRankin.com. Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, March 23rd, it's pond weed management. Managing aquatic vegetation is important to fishing and fish populations, but it must be done right. We'll teach you all about it this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
824 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Kevin, you know, we have the mayors in on alternate Wednesdays, and this morning we're honored to have a former mayor here, and that's Ben White. He immediately walks in. You know, the trappings of the office of mayor of College Station are pretty cool. You get up close parking right behind the council chamber so you can run out when they're angry at you.
Which I did a lot.
Yeah. You do get to have the first piece of pizza that they have during the food that they have there. And then And then you get to come in now, and we do. We call it the mayor chair.
Great. I mean,
this is a fancy chair.
This is just not any small town operation we have here.
This is the chair that in fact, Neil Bortz used to sit in, and we bought it, and it's
won it.
That's right. We auctioned it. But it's a neutral posture chair. It was built in Bryan, and got every adjustment possible.
I see his autograph right here on the back. This
matter
is great.
Of fact, so what in the world brings you in here today?
Well, I'm here representing the city's 75th anniversary committee. Yeah. Believe it or not, the city of College Station is going to be 75 years old. As of October the 19th.
Okay.
The committee wants to have a party, and that's what we're working on. So this is more or less a save the date visit here.
Okay, yeah.
So people keep in mind, we had to sort of schedule our event around home Aggie football, obviously.
Yeah, sure.
So we finally locked in on the 15th and the 16th of November.
Mm-hmm.
And very quickly, let me just share that on the 15th out at the Bachman South Park complex.
Yeah.
We're going to have in the evenings, that's a Friday, homecoming and, you know, food, drink, games. People can come and reminisce and just have a good time. And then beginning on about 10 o'clock the next day, Saturday the 16th, out at the Bush Library, we're going to start with an old-timey car show, the old cars from that era, the 1937 mm-hmm. era. We're going to be on display. The Bush Library has cooperated greatly, and they're giving us, for a three-month period, 3,000 square feet of exhibit space. So we'll have a history of College Station exhibit for 3,000.
That's cool.
3,000 feet for about 90 days.
Yeah.
So that will be good. And then in the evening on the 16th, Saturday the 16th, we'll have the normal, you know, introduction of guests and some speeches and some more entertainment, live entertainment, refreshments, and more fellowship.
Okay. Well, again, it's a great opportunity. We've talked about when you have people who are still alive, who are older than the city, to capture that history is so important.
Well, you know, Scott, it is. And for me, as, quote, the new kid on the block, I've been in town 12 years, but to just listen to some of these people on the committee who were born and raised here back in the 30s and the 40s, and it's just amazing to hear the history and how it has progressed over the years.
Yep,
so
exactly.
It's great.
Great, good fun. Now, do y'all have a website, someplace to go? Where do they need it if they want to get some more information or be a part of this?
Well, yeah, they can go to the city website, and there's a link there for it. Plus, also, I would encourage, and this can be free to everyone, obviously, but still we need some sponsorship money for our exhibits that we're going to be constructing out of the Bush Library. So if people, businesses that have been here for years and years or just recently in College Station want to support the effort, they need to call the city secretary, and she will get a sponsorship packet out to them, and we would appreciate very, very much any contributions that people could make.
Okay, there you go. It's October the 19th, then, and that weekend ought to be a great time as we celebrate 75 years.
15th, 16th of November.
Okay. Oh, November. I'm sorry. I got the date wrong. Okay. Yeah, say it again for me.
The 15th and 16th of November.
Okay.
The 19th of October is the actual date of incorporation
back in
1937.
Got it. There you go. Yeah. Ben White, the former mayor, thanks for coming in this morning,
you
Ben.
You bet. Thank you.
Stocks are headed for early losses on Wall Street. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Markets around the world are down because of a bailout plan for Cyprus that includes a controversial tax on bank deposits. If your home is worth less than you paid for it, hang on if you can. Experts polled by Zillow.com predict that over the next 5 years, home value growth will outpace the levels seen prior to the housing crash. The forecasters expect average prices to rise 22% through 2017. The Supreme Court hears arguments tomorrow on whether companies that make generic drugs can be held liable when their products cause injury. The case involves a jury award to a woman who sued a generic drug company over severe complications caused by an anti-inflammatory drug. The drug maker argues it should not be held liable because its product was just a copycat. Walt Disney's Oz the Great and Powerful was the top moneymaker at movie theater box offices for a second weekend in a row. Jeff Bellinger with the Dow Jones Money Report.
Staples has always made getting office supplies easy, and now we're making it easy to get everything for your break room, too, like Folgers coffee for $6.99.
I'm going on a Staples run. Anyone need anything?
French roast.
Breakfast blend? Decaf?
I said Staples run, not coffee run.
Now Staples sells coffee supplies, so it's kind of the same thing.
Oh, yeah, I don't do coffee runs. Intern!
For a limited time, get Folgers classic roast coffee for $6.99 at Staples. That was easy.
Offer ends 3/23/13. Limit one per customer while supplies last.
Hi, I'm sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews with Cintas. The team with the white truck is famous for uniforms that make your team look like pros. But Cintas does so much more. Services like deep cleaning floors and bathrooms, delivering first aid and safety products, testing fire equipment, and shredding confidential documents. Visit Cintas.com to learn all the ways Cintas can be your business game changer. And tell them to bring in the team with the white truck. Cintas.
This is Jeff Mirsky with W.E. Gibson Insurance. You know, I have trouble understanding why people want to shop for insurance like it is a product you pick off of a shelf. Insurance is not a cookie-cutter product that one size or flavor fits all. Coverage should be designed and tailored to each individual's needs and circumstances. Buying insurance is a very serious matter because it protects what you have worked hard for. It has been our experience at W.E. Gibson that we can meet or beat most of the quotes that you can get online, and we offer the added value of being able to talk to a real person who has the experience to guide you through the complicated maze of insurance coverages and terms. And besides, we are right here in College Station at Longmire and Deacon. Who knows where those other guys are? Give me a call today at 694-1555, or better yet, stop by our new College Station office at the corner of Longmire and Deacon.
When you need us most, we're by your side.
WTOW News Time is 8:31. It's 68 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by SWBC Mortgage. Experience the SWBC difference and their commitment to personal service, on-time closings, and seamless transactions. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. It will be up to state officials what will happen to a Bryan Oil Field Services business after 200 gallons of hydrochloric acid were spilled on Friday. William Bouse of the Bryan Fire Department says winds gusting to 25 miles per hour helped neutralize vapors around the scene north of Coulter Airfield.
We had some jurisdictional, Precinct 3 had some jurisdictional rights and responsibilities to the plan for cleanup and so on, to make sure that the folks around them were not harmed in any way and that they would be safe in what procedure they were doing. But TCEQ, the state agency, is going to be the overseeing agency.
Multiple agencies gathered on Crosswinds Drive, and traffic on Highway 21 was restricted to one lane in each direction for about 2 hours. Bell says no one was affected by the spill, which was cleaned up by a private firm. Two Aggies and a UT graduate are Governor Perry's nominees for three openings on the A&M System Board of Regents. One of the nominees is a current member. Morris Foster of Austin, class of 1965, is also a former chairman. Two other members are leaving the board, current chairman Richard Box of Austin and Jim Wilson of Houston. Taking their places, subject to Senate confirmation, are Tony Busby of Friendswood, A&M class of 1990, and Charles Schwartz of Houston, whose degrees are from UT and Harvard. They would serve through February of 2019. An out-of-town guest planning to participate in the A&M Fire School landed in jail, accused of drunk driving for the sixth time. College Station police report the incident began as two officers were checking out the driver of a pickup parked in the rear of the vacant Aggieland Inn. They were on patrol looking for drug users and the homeless. When they made eye contact with the driver, he pulled away. Officers say after the driver failed to signal for a right turn at Texas and Holloman, then the truck stopped in a nearby parking lot. 44-year-old Shane Riley of Seabrook told police he was headed for the Sheraton, which is located across Texas from the Aggieland Inn. Police arrested Riley after seeing an open can of beer in the truck console, and he failed one sobriety test. The arrest report noted Riley has prior DWI convictions three times in Harris County and once in Brazoria and Galveston counties. Riley was released from the Brazos County Jail after posting bond. Activity has returned to the corner of University and Texas at the site of the former Plaza Hotel.
They're back on track, most likely for a 2014-2015. Again, it'll be developed in phases. I think the first phase will come online in 2014. Most likely the first phase will include residential, obviously. And then 2015, I think you'll start seeing the other phases.
College Station Planning and Development Director Bob Cowell says the property owner had to resolve financing issues, which were accomplished in the last couple of weeks. That allowed the resumption of site preparation. And the College Station City Council at some point will study conditions of current sidewalks and future sidewalk locations. But a council majority agreed with interim city manager Frank Simpson's request to not delay a contract reviewing the conditions of local streets.
There could be some benefit of doing it together, but they're at two different stages. And to slow this one down that we believe we really need to move forward to catch the sidewalk piece up, I would recommend that we go ahead and move forward with this one this year and then try to fold it in the next opportunity we can.
Councilman James Benham wanted to expand the contract to have both done at the same time.
Rather than send them out again, you know, because right now we're approving money for this. And so, you know, if we don't do it, then we have to do a new contract and a new review process. And then maybe it could be double. You know, you're sending the same crew on the same streets over again.
Benham also questioned why supervision of sidewalks is the responsibility of one city department and streets is that of another. And Texas gun shops are having trouble keeping ammo on the shelves.
With the gun control debate going strong, Texas is feeling the effects of the ammunition shortage. Bernie Stokes, owner of Panhandle Gunslingers in Amarillo, says manufacturers are behind for a few reasons, including two U.S. wars, the price of metal, and some storms in September and October that shut down a lot of munitions plants.
Then we had an election, and then we had a school shooting, which had a bunch of people screaming and hollering about gun control, and then the panic frenzy buying went into effect.
With all these factors at play, Stokes says,
this was a perfect storm that came together.
Stokes says they have been weathering the storm, but a lot of shops in Texas are not so lucky and have no ammunition at all. Chris Copeland, TSN News.
WTAW News time is 8:36. It's 68 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by SWBC Mortgage. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, I'm Veronica Mitchell. At SWBC Mortgage, we offer competitive interest rates and an array of mortgage loan products. We're local lenders with over 48 years of combined experience in making home loans right here in Bryan College Station. We take pride in serving our community, and we'll work hard for you. So whether you're buying or refinancing a home, choose a lender who put your interest first. SWBC Mortgage. Call us at 693-0481. 693-0481.
NMLS number 228469. Loan subject to credit approval. Rate subject to change daily. Equal housing lender.
So, hey, folks, how's your yard looking? Could it use a good one-time cleanup? Well, if so, call ABC Home and Commercial Services. Spring, warmer temps. It is time for you to start thinking about your yard and the folks at ABC Home and Commercial Services. Take care of hundreds of lawns here in the Brazos Valley. They do it all year long. They know lots of homeowners who like to take care of their own yard themselves most of the time. But before you get started going into the year, do you need to have the pros come in and give it a good cleanup to get you started? ABC's one-time cleanup is a good mowing and edging to get things shaped up for when things are growing like right now. They'll trim your shrubs, remove leaves from everywhere, clean the beds, all that stuff. And ABC's skilled crews work all over the area on a regular basis, so the odds are that they're pretty close right now. Besides, you've got better things to do, like Aggie baseball or whatever. So ABC Home and Commercial Services will be more than happy to help you. That's ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
8:39, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Warm and dry for today. We'll have sunshine. It'll be anywhere from 80 to 85 this afternoon. Clear skies tonight. Lows will be 50 to 55. Sunshine and warm tomorrow. Highs anywhere from 75 to 80. Tomorrow night, partly to mostly cloudy with the chance of a shower or two. Lows will be 55 to 60. We'll have clouds. We could see some showers Wednesday. Highs Wednesday afternoon. They're going to be up around 75 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, there you go. A lot of excitement over the news that Oscar-winning director Ang Lee is going to do a TV pilot. And it's going to be for the FX cable series, Tyrant. Of course, won for Life of Pi. That's his second Academy Award as Best Director. The new TV series Tyrant, about an ordinary U.S. American caught up in the affairs of a turbulent Middle Eastern nation. Is your neighbor, you know, one of those people? And there's that other show called The Americans. You know, I've only watched one episode, and I've captured about five of them. That's supposed to be pretty good, as it takes place during the Cold War time here
in
US
America. Yeah, that
looks
interesting to me,
too. So we'll see how that works out. So let's see what else we got going on. What do you do if you're in a spelling bee and you spell a word correctly?
Never happened.
Okay, well, by the premise, by the bit. Okay, so let's say that happens. And the judges claim you spelled it wrong. Okay? B-R-A-I-L-L-E. That's how 12-year-old Sierra Shoemaker of Indianola, California, spelled the word, referring to the written language formed by patterns of raised dots that are read with your fingertips.
Mm-hmm.
The sixth grader was competing in her school district spelling bee, but B-R-A-I-L-E. E, one L, is the way that the judge's sheet showed it.
No.
Yeah.
That's totally, but I mean, even we know that's wrong.
Leading to, we know that.
Two of us do.
Okay. Leading to Sierra's startling disqualification. She didn't want to say anything because, you know, she just didn't, but she was shocked. Although officials at the next spelling bee level, that's Fresno County Spelling Bee, denied her appeal that she should be in because she should have won. Sierra School District backed her and got her up to the next level. She'll represent her school district next week. So we'll see.
Good for her.
Yeah, actually.
Wow. Good for them.
Yeah, yeah, I think so. But, wow, who proofread that? Who's spell checking the list?
One of the only times when spelling matters is at a spelling bee.
That's true. Now, we're talking about yesterday being St. Paddy's Day, and we had talked on Friday, I think, about all the celebrations all over America, some of the oldest and the largest and all that. Billed as the world's smallest St. Patrick's Day parade, had one marcher, and it lasted 10 minutes. The parade in Enterprise, Alabama.
Can it be a parade with just one person?
Apparently.
Why not?
Yeah. Plays host to the one-person event each St. Patrick's Day, with a local citizen of Irish ancestry given the honor of carrying the colors of the Emerald Isle down one block.
Well, that's fun.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. So you get to do that. Of course, you know, there's probably politics involved.
We broke that record already.
Broke what record?
I did the world's shortest parade between Kearney's and the Blarney Stone once.
Oh, did you?
Yes, I did.
Just walked right in there. How long did that take?
I had a banner and everything. There's about a half dozen of us.
Yeah.
And it was awesome. Took about 2 minutes.
2 minutes. You were walking.
Okay, so it wasn't the smallest, but it was the shortest, probably.
Briefest, yes. I think briefest.
Briefest, that makes sense.
Yeah, because if we don't know if they're shortest, it could have been leprechauns doing it, which would have been the shortest.
It was across the street, and we had police shut the street down.
Did you? Yeah, great. How much did that cost us?
It didn't.
All right, okay. Just one of them. New York City inspectors busted more than 24 people for allegedly keeping, selling, or displaying exotic animals that are illegal to own. The New Yorkers were, I'm surprised it's only 24 people. The New Yorkers were caught with stingrays, scorpions, snakes, a sloth, oh my. And a man from Long Island was caught with the most impressive collection of animals, which included a king snake, a lemur, a hedgehog, a marmoset, a sloth, and a coati, which is a raccoon-type aminal.
King snakes and hedgehogs are normal. All that other stuff is weird.
Well,
I know people with king snakes and hedgehogs.
Well, he had brought.
Why doesn't that surprise me?
Here's the deal: he had brought them all to a child's birthday party in Upper Manhattan.
Now that's
a
little weird.
A black scorpion, tarantula, and white-faced monkey were found in Brooklyn. A Washington Heights store was selling 10 piranha. So there you go. Well, black scorpions look cool. I just, you know, as long as there's something protecting
me from it. Yeah, I've seen those for sale, too.
That's just, you know, it's fine. Hey, this has got to make you feel good. A company is offering drug-sniffing dogs to parents who want to know if their kids are using illegal substances.
Can't the parents sniff?
Don't know. I mean, just...
Not as accurate.
I hate that we have the whole circumstance that this has to be done. It's the RK Agency of Fort Worth. We'll bring a canine to a home for about $350. The dogs are trained to detect heroin, meth, marijuana, and cocaine. Yeah, you would hope that you knew. You'd hope you'd be able to have that conversation or intercede, however need be. But I guess if you can't, if you want to stay your child's best friend, hi, we brought Sparky the dog in or whatever, you know, to find the illegal substances that are in your room. Mm-hmm. There you go. Fashion models may epitomize glamour. Many of them are dead broke because designers pay them with clothes rather than money. Do you have any idea? I had no idea. I read this morning. I was a little surprised.
Could they sell their clothes online?
Well, a models advocate explains the logic. Fashion shows lend models prestige.
Yeah, they don't need to eat.
So. Well, but then that leads to the paying gigs for an ad campaign for some mass market something or another. Meanwhile, the models scramble to sell their gifted clothing in an attempt to recoup any kind of travel or accommodation costs. And they can rack up tens of thousands of dollars in debt without ever knowing.
Okay. So is it kind of like how universities don't pay the athletes, saying that, well, we're giving you exposure for when you
like
join
that.
The NFL?
Could well be that. The good news is there are some big designers, including Alexander Wang, Donna Karan, and Calvin Klein, beginning to pay their models. It's not huge pay, but at least it gives them a little bit of money, and it's a step in the right direction. But, I mean, yeah, who would have ever thought, as glamorous as they look,
right. You
just kind of figured that there must be some pretty good paychecks.
And now we know why they're so skinny.
There you are. Yeah.
Green Teams welcomes the newly renovated MSC on the Texas A&M campus to its family of customers. Like many other businesses, the MSC uses Green Teams for interior landscaping. Green Teams also offers short-term plant rentals for events like weddings and conferences. Make your work environment more pleasant with plants. For more information about interior landscaping, call Kathy Martine with Green Teams, 823-7551. Green Teams.
The Twin City Mission Charity Golf Classic is back, and mark the date, Monday, March 25th at Briarcrest Country Club. Each year, we all come together to raise money for the programs of Twin City Mission. Be a sponsor or sign your team up. Just be a part. Twin City Mission, providing a home for the homeless, being a friend to the friendless, giving hope to the hopeless. For more information, visit TwinCityMission.org or call Ron Crozier at 822-7511. 822-7511.
847, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Normally, if you talk about the oldest city in America, that answer is St. Augustine, Florida. But Buffalo, New York is the oldest large city in the United States based on the age of its housing units.
Really?
Yeah. And Las Vegas and Phoenix easily are the newest. Wendell Cox, who's a demographer, use the percentage of pre-1940 dwelling units, both owner and renter-occupied, to determine the age of America's 51 major metropolitan areas. So, basically, those are the 2010 population of more than a million and their core cities. So, overall, 14% of American homes in these metro areas were built before 1940. 14%. Boston is the nation's oldest metropolitan area. That doesn't really surprise me.
No.
At 36% of their residences built before 1940. In the city of Boston itself, that figure goes up to 55%. There's a lot of old stuff. That's what makes it a cool city. They had a lot of old stuff there. Nearby Providence, Rhode Island, the second oldest metro area, coming in at 33%, and second oldest after Buffalo at 58%. Buffalo is the nation's third oldest metro area. In other words, not just the city, but the area around it. Then the rest of them, and you would figure that they would be in the Northeast: Rochester, New York, Pittsburgh, Milwaukee, Cleveland, Chicago, and Philadelphia. So those are the oldest cities based on the housing, and again, based on houses built before 1940.
Interesting.
Kelsey Grammer, you know him from Frasier, you know him from Boss, lost over $100,000 by investing in windmills.
Really?
In windmills. The admission came when Kelsey talked to TMZ, which asked him about his worst ever investments. Kelsey said he's not getting his money back either. As we mentioned last week, I think, his house is on the Beverly Hills market. It's been reduced from $18 million down to $14 million. So, I mean, he's still got a little bit of money. But, yeah, $100,000 in windmills. And, again, there was a 30 by 30 that ESPN did about athletes being separated from their money simply because they're not very smart about the way they invest. And they talked to some of their agents about the harebrained ideas, the schemes that people come to them with. And because they're somebody's cousin's friend or somebody's friend's cousin or whatever, that these athletes, who you would think would know better, would invest in stuff that just was a scam from the word go. And there's always people out there willing to take your money. Never have to worry about that. Well, it's another week and another eccentric millionaire making promises to colonize Mars. This time, it's a Dutchman named Bas Lansdorp. Bas Lansdorp, whose Mars One project, looking to put teams of astronauts on the red planet by 2013. Looking for applicants right now. No experience necessary.
And one, it's free.
Yeah, one catch. You won't be coming back. You won't be coming back.
It's a one-way ticket.
Yep. Boss said that more than 8,000 people have already applied for a chance to live and then die on Mars after completing the 8-year training period that would include learning engineering, making mechanical repairs, and tending crops.
Let's fix our own planet before we screw up some other planet.
Put a sign in Mars. This nice fixer-upper can be yours for only 8,000 people have signed up for that. They must really not be happy with their lives. That's all I can figure. Really must not be. So
I'd have to consider it if I didn't have a kid.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm listening.
I just think it'd be neat.
An adventure for sure.
That's pioneer spirit to the nth degree right there, though. I mean, you're going to go up there with pretty much nothing. I mean, you're going to have to carry with you everything that you need.
Yeah.
And, okay, they're going to guess on what'll grow on Mars. What if it doesn't? That wouldn't work so well, would it?
I could stand to lose a few pounds.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right, you hear about your beloved film that they decide to make a prequel to, and you generally are pretty unhappy with that. But
yes.
Time Magazine has rounded up a group that have been pretty good as far as prequels are concerned. Number one was Star Trek with Chris Pine as the young Captain Kirk.
That was a good one.
Was it? Okay. I think I saw some of it. I quit watching. I got it pay per view. Twin Peaks, Fire Walk with Me. I guess if you like Twin Peaks. Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
Eh.
Okay. The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, which I don't think I knew was a prequel.
So I
would have to say that was a good movie.
Don't think I did either.
Yeah. Godfather Part Two. It did follow the original, but it predates the original because it shows Don Corleone as a young man.
Right.
And that was a good movie.
That was.
And then Prometheus. And I kind of liked that. I saw that movie last year. That was the prequel, if you will, to Alien. And if you liked Alien, the Sigourney Weaver movie, you kind of understood how stuff happened in that. So that
I didn't see that one.
Yeah. Again, it's very dark, but that's what Ridley Scott did. And,
that was kind of his genre.
That's it. It's 852.
Celebrate Truck Month. Team of Navasota is giving away a new truck this Saturday at Navasota Fairgrounds. We'll pull your name, and you can choose your Ford, Dodge, or Chevy. There's still time, so go to our website, teamofnavasota.com, and register to win. We'll be giving a bunch of prizes away all day long. There's no purchase necessary, but you have to be there to win. Go to teamofnavasota.com to see all the details. Get to the fairgrounds this Saturday, March 23rd. It's going to be a party with food, jump houses for kids, live music, face painting, and much more. Don't miss out on Team of Navasota's Dare to Compare Truck Month Party this Saturday.
Huh. Well, that worked well, didn't it? I could have sworn that was going to play. Maybe not. All right, here we go.
Introducing the new facelift dentures. Your front teeth support your lips. Your back teeth support your face. If your teeth aren't designed for facial fullness, the result is that sunken-in denture look. The facelift denture changes all that. You can expect fuller lips, less wrinkles, a tighter neck, and a stronger chin, restoring your smile and reversing the aging process. Dentures don't have to look like dentures anymore. Call Dr. Michael Reese at 979-846-6515 or visit us online at drreese.com.
Hey, gang, we've been telling you about the big selection show for NCAA basketball and the women's team having a big celebration. Well, you can watch it all on TV, and Suddenlink is going to help get you the best in HD sports with TNT, CBS, TBS, True TV all hooked up for NCAA March Madness, and it also works on Suddenlink to go, so you'll never miss a second of it. Go to suddenlink.net/basketball to log in and stay logged in with the game starting tomorrow. You can also download the NCAA March Madness app on your smartphone or tablet and log in with your Suddenlink username and password. Again, home.suddenlink.net/basketball. And while you're doing that, check out the Anyroom DVR powered by TiVo Mini, and it's only available with Suddenlink. Call today and get $150 in savings when you ditch the dish and make the switch to Suddenlink. You can also hook up with their high-speed, very reliable internet for $30 a month when you bundle, and $25 a month for the rest of your life when you bundle with your phone. Ditch the dish and call Suddenlink 1-800-915-1866 and get hooked up today.
The Brazos Valley Symphony Society is hosting the area's first premier market shopping experience from Thursday, March 21st through Saturday, March 23rd at the Brazos Center. On Thursday evening, for just $25, you can get first pick while enjoying food from Christopher's World Grill. On March 22nd and 23rd, starting at 10 a.m., doors open to all. Tickets are $5 each and will be on sale at the door. Visit bvso.org or call the Symphony office at 979-696-6100.
My husband and I, we don't always agree on decorating decisions, but I gotta give him credit. He made a huge improvement upstairs, in the attic. That fresh layer of insulation he put down saved us $240 last year on our heating and cooling. Enough for a dinette set. We're saving just by adding insulation. What can you do? Find out how the little changes add up at togetherwesave.com.
Brought to you by Mid-South Synergy. We work for you.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's about 4 minutes till. So a man called police in Flint, Michigan about being robbed. According to the police report, the man went to a home and two men came out and accused him of stealing drugs from them and owing money. The pair allegedly collected the debt by stealing his wallet containing his ID, credit card, $12 in cash. The victim then told police, well, yeah, you stole the crack worth $20. Why not? It's good for the soul.
Sure.
Police have increased patrols at a Oaklawn, that's a suburban Chicago shopping center, hoping to halt a series of altercations at Chuck E. Cheese there. Chuck E. Cheese?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
A local official said the
Ratland Jr., right?
I'm sorry?
It was Rat Fromage.
Oh, yeah, that's the right. I meant to say Mouseland Jr., okay. But yeah, I like Rat Fromage.
A local official said the extra police will park out in front of the restaurant or be highly visible in other strategic locations. Apparently a big crime hangout there in Chicago. Okay. While we're talking Chicago, a Chicago area teen injured Friday night in what police believe was a self-inflicted shooting. Initially, the teen said ninjas did it.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
yeah. He told the police that two men dressed in black, and wearing ninja masks had jumped out of a black van and shot him. Police went to the alleged shooting scene but couldn't find any evidence of said shooting. Medical personnel also able to determine the wound was self-inflicted.
Well,
when in doubt, blame it on the ninjas, right?
Exactly.
Oh, let's see. Could Christian Bale part the Red Sea? Deadline.com reports the former Batman star could be the latest to portray the holy man in the new movie Exodus.
Oh,
so we'll see.
Interesting.
That's exciting.
Well, it is. So now, Christian still in talks about the film would be produced by Ridley Scott, the aforementioned. Stars who played Moses in the movies include Charlton Heston, of course, Ten Commandments, Ben Kingsley, Sir Ben in Moses, Mel Brooks in History of the World Part 2, and Burt Lancaster.
Which was terribly funny.
Yeah, it was.
One of the best movies ever.
So I'm seeing a story yesterday on CBS about this, the Bible on cable. And, you know, it's Roma Downey, is that her name? Roma Downey, and then Mark Burnett, who's her husband, who produces Lost and things like that, and he's just got a ton of money. And this thing is getting monster ratings. I mean, monster ratings. I think you had said all the majors passed on it,
yep.
Right? And who? History? History decided to do it.
There's an interesting story today on it, too.
Oh, yeah? What?
Barack Obama, the guy that is playing Satan.
Okay.
Looks like Barack Obama.
Oh, great.
Oh,
and,
and he does.
Does he?
Does he play
right.
golf?
Does he play good? Does he fly around a lot?
There's a side by side that it was enough. I put it in the studio to try and get you to look at it.
I have no idea. I have no comment. Okay. Wayne Newton's house is for sale.
Wayne Newton?
Yeah, but he has no plans to move out. The Las Vegas Review Journal says Casa de Shenandoah and all the property will hit the auction block May 31, but the singer's wife says they don't have to leave. She claims that the lease signed back in June of 2010 with a partnership that bought the 40-acre estate outside Las Vegas for $19 million says the Newtons are allowed to continue living in the main house after the sale.
Well, then who are they selling it to?
Yeah, and what do you
Do
you get to walk by and look inside to see if Wayne's in
there? Are properties like that where older people can continue to live?
Oh, Yeah. You're saying Wayne's old? Is that what you're saying?
No, not necessarily. I'm just saying I've heard of cells like happen. That before.
Yeah, it may have happened.
It's not that unusual. Not unusual.
No, thank you. On this date in history, 1850.